This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. There are still forest fires in Oregon and new wildfires in Southern California, but most of the western fires burning a couple of weeks ago are out, thanks to the change of season and the efforts of thousands of firefighters. The dangers they face are the subject of a new book from writer Sebastian Younger, and NPR's Alex Chadwick reports.
Sebastian Younger likes danger, likes observing it and living it too. Before he settled into his present work as a writer, he spent a couple of years as a high-climbing tree cutter, despite his own sense of personal danger.
I was terrified of heights. I mean, absolutely terrified. And I never got over my fear of heights. I just learned to not look down. And it's a neat trick, you know, if you can pull that off, if you can just deny that you're in danger, it's very handy.
In some ways, he says, that was the best job he's ever had. Though you wouldn't think he'd mind his present circumstances. He helped reestablish the literary adventure genre with his last book, The Perfect Storm, a story of danger at sea in freak weather conditions. Magazines send him to some of the least traveled places in the world, battle zones in Sierra Leone, Kosovo, and most recently Afghanistan. His new book, Fire, includes several pieces about his adventures in learning about those who face the inevitable fire outbreaks throughout the West each summer. Sebastian Younger started writing about them a dozen years ago, talking his way onto a Forest Service helicopter. It was, he says, the closest thing he'd seen to war.
The fires are run as campaigns. There's a strategy. There's, you know, 1,000, it's mostly men, probably 3/4 men at least, camped out in the meadow, and they go out for 18 hours at a time with their tools and up into the mountains and try to fight this presence in the hills. You can feel it and see it, smoke coming up and flame, and you can just feel it out there. Even if you can't see it directly, you can feel the presence of the fire. And they go out there and sort of do battle. And it plays into all these sort of old archetypes that people have of, you know, the good fight and the community mustering itself to confront whatever is attacking it. And the work itself is very dramatic and very impressive. You know, there's helicopters and tanker planes making it, you know, water drops on the fire, retardant drops on the fire, and these guys coming back just incredibly dirty from 18 hours on the fire line. And I just thought it was the most dramatic work I can imagine. I just absolutely soaked it up.
You actually go on and study the skills and the ideas behind firefighting, go back to other fires, and tell stories in this book about fires that go very badly.
One of the fires that I talked about very extensively, it was the South Canyon fire in 94 in Colorado. I think probably a lot of people still remember it. I mean, 14 people died, some of them smoke jumpers, some of them regular hotshot crew members, in a canyon on Storm King Mountain in Colorado, outside of Glenwood Springs. They just were overrun by the fire. And I was sent out there by Men's Journal magazine to figure out what had happened. And it was funny because in the old days, you know, in the 20s and 30s, the understanding of fire behavior wasn't that sophisticated. So I think it didn't surprise people that much when crews were overrun. But this is now 1994. They've got computer models to predict fire behavior. You know, they've got radios. They've got helicopters, all the stuff they didn't have in 1912 or 1930 or whatever. And over the course of 5 minutes, a fire went from a very benign little smoldering fire to this inferno that killed 14 people.
But your conclusion is that the people who were supervising that fire should have known that this might have happened and that there was a fair possibility that this could happen.
Well, I mean, I don't know if they should have known, but they could have known. The we have to be a little bit understanding of just the amount of chaos involved in a busy fire season. But that said, in this particular instance, I went back and I took all the information that was available the day before the fire, all the inputs into the fire prediction equation. I mean, the dryness of the fuel, the direction of the wind, the angle of the slope, and I plugged in all the variables. And the last thing was the predicted weather for the next day, and it was a shift in the weather. It was a cold front that blew through that made this fire flare up. And I took the weather prediction from that day, the day before, and I plugged all those variables in to these equations, and this is how good the science is. The fire behavior models predicted exactly what happened, I mean, 60-foot flame running 18 miles an hour uphill through that canyon. I mean, exactly. So the science is there, but in the sort of the chaos of dealing with the busy fire season out west, that wasn't looked at.
Sebastian Younger, his new book, Fire, is a collection of reports on dangerous places. Included is a big piece from the writer's experience with the Northern Alliance fighting the Taliban in Afghanistan. In Washington, this is Alex Chadwick, NPR News.